Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Jay, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. First, can you kind of tell us how this whole thing kind of came together with Millar and Reprieve around the Phoenix Open?
Well, we've always had a long time relationship with WM, and we've been in the we've recycled over 35 billion bottles to date through Unify and Reprieve, and so we developed a relationship. We work to develop relationships with brands that want to become sustainable. And we've been working with Peter Millar for quite some time. And this opportunity came about to collect bottles at this year's WM Phoenix Open. And we'll convert those bottles into Reprieve recycled yarn and fiber for Peter Millar to use in next year's product that they will offer at the WM Phoenix Open.
So what does the volume look like of bottles of this tournament? I am very scared of the answer, but what does it look like?
Well, I can't tell you exactly, but as you know, there are a lot of beverages consumed at the WM Phoenix Open. And, you know, you are in Phoenix and the weather is warm. So a lot of water bottles, a lot of soda bottles are going to be collected. There are a lot. I don't know how many, probably in the hundreds of thousands, but we're going to find out at the end of this year's tournament when we receive those bottles from WM.
So what does that recycling intake process look like? Obviously, you're going to get hundreds of thousands of bottles and they get dropped off somewhere. And then how does that process work?
Yeah, those bottles are going to end up in North Carolina at our Reprieve bottle processing facility. We're going to take those bottles. We're going to clean them. We're going to chop them up. And then we're going to convert that into recycled polymer chip. And from there, we will extrude that chip into yarn and fiber. And it will go into high-quality performance fabrics that Peter Millar will produce through their supply chain and ultimately back in the pro shop in Phoenix next year.
So how long does that process take from intake of those bottles to them becoming a usable fabric?
It doesn't take very long. We process almost 2 million pounds a week of bottles. So there's a tremendous amount there. We'll convert that into yarn and fiber. So really the process from going from a bottle to a finished Peter Millar product is probably in the 6 month range. It could be less than that, but it's apparel. So they have plenty of time between collecting the bottles this year and getting finished garments back to Phoenix next year.
And how many different types of yarns and fabric are made from these bottles? Is it just kind of in one lane or does it kind of go off in different directions?
It goes across the board. Obviously, Peter Millar will pick and choose what types of fabrics and what types of garments they'll go in. But Reprieve, our yarn and fibers go into a variety of different end uses. So not only will it go into Peter Millar product at next year's event, our product is currently used in footwear. It's currently used in home and commercial furnishings, as well as a variety of different industrial end uses. So wherever there is polyester, we can replace that with high quality performance Reprieve recycled polyester.
There's been, at least I've seen noticeably in the golf industry the last, I'll say 5 years, probably longer than that, but especially the last 5 years, there's been this movement toward more sustainability in what's used in fashion, getting away from fast fashion and those types of concepts. Has your business seen a dramatic increase in the amount of volume you get from golf retailers and golf fashion because of that?
Yeah, we've definitely seen a high level of interest, and we certainly encourage people that are out in Phoenix to go to the pro shop and look for tags like this. You'll find a variety of different golf brands that are utilizing Reprieve and really embracing the sustainability story. Hey, golf is outside. And, you know, there's some beautiful golf courses around not only in this country, but around the world. And we certainly want to do everything we can do to preserve the environment. And recycling bottles is one way to have a positive impact on the environment.
And what are some of the brands that you work with for people who are maybe thinking about trying to get in to recycle materials in their clothing that are outside of golf?
Well, you know, we work with so many brands over the years. Today, we work with almost 1,000 brands globally. So, you know, it's a variety of brands ranging from Teva. If you think about the sandals there, we work with brands such as Under Armour. We work with brands such as the North Face, Patagonia. It's unlimited, almost in any end use, you're going to find REPREVE being used in a brand that you recognize and you like. One thing about REPREVE and recycled polyester is there was a misconception that, hey, if it's a bottle, it's got to be dirty and the material is going to be low quality and it must be cheap. And we've proven that that's not true, that when you recycle bottles, we're going to be able to produce a high quality performance product that's just as good as a virgin product, but it has a much more positive benefit on the environment because we're not going back to natural resources to make more virgin polyester.
For you guys, obviously, this is a cool week because WM has put so much focus on green practices, sustainability, trying to go net zero, doing all of those good things for the environment. What ways can we make this more of a week-to-week thing instead of a, hey, we do this one week a year?
Well, it all starts with me and you, and it all starts at home. And so the more that we can educate our family and friends on taking that extra step and making that extra effort to put your recyclables into the recycling container, and when you pull those out for your curbside recycling every week, it does make a difference. And ultimately, that is how we are going to continue to increase the recycling rate here in the United States and overall improve the environment that we live in.
And what about for golf courses and facilities? I mean, they're not seeing the same volume of bottles that come into their trash cans as the WM Phoenix Open, but they take in their fair amount and fair share as well. Are they engaging in the kind of recycling they need to engage in to create a sustainable future?
Yeah, it's continuing educational and awareness process that we're involved in. And you know, we're doing everything that we can do. We have a national mobile tour that travels the country educating consumers about the importance of recycling and just what a bottle can become if you choose to recycle that. And so even at golf courses, ones that do have some sustainability initiatives and they are looking at different ways to improve the environment, and they're watching the types of chemicals and practices that they use there. Recycling is just another initiative for some of these courses. And I would expect some of these initiatives to grow as people become more educated about the importance of recycling and just what it might do for them.
And for fans who are either going to be in Phoenix or another PGA Tour event who might find the REPREVE tag, or even if you're in your pro shop and you find the REPREVE tag, what are they going to find that on? What kinds of things they are going to buy that they can wear?
Yeah, they're going to find a variety of golf shirts, as well as they're going to find a lot of quarter zips, like the one I'm wearing. The quarter zip that I'm wearing today prevented 23 water bottles from going in the landfill. And so keep their eyes open. There might be some socks as well that are being featured there. So just look for that green tag. Make sure that you take that bottle over to the recycling container.
And then one last question for all of us who are wind up wearing clothes for 2, 3, 4 years, and then we either donate it, give it away, recycle it, however we want to do that. What's the future for these materials too? Are they imminently recyclable too if they came from recycled yarns in the first place?
Yes, they are recyclable, and that's where we're going to go beyond the bottle with something that we have launched called Textile Take Back. And this is where we can utilize a lot of garment. When manufacturers are making garments, there are some cutting table scraps of fabric that we can utilize and recycle, as well as taking old garments back and recycling those. That initiative is underway, and we're very excited about that. We have been doing Textile Take Back since 2011, but as recycling and sustainability becomes more and more popular and more in demand, it goes beyond just recycling bottles. Fabric will be the next big component to that.
Jake, for anyone who's listening to this conversation and just wants to learn more about what REPREVE does and how they can have an impact on the environment in a positive way, can you give them some resource online to go check out for more?
Sure. Check us out at REPREVE.com, and that's REPREVE without the I. And you can see the process, you can see the products, and you can get a lot of information about the impact on the environment.
Well, Jay, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us. We appreciate it, and hopefully a great celebration this weekend at the Phoenix Open.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.